Dear listeners, you're listening to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM. It's now time for the Islamic Education Series.
This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward. This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward.
The Islamic Education Series, lessons about the belief, acts of worship, and Islamic manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true, in everything we think and do.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبعد. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: فاقصص القصص لعلهم يتفكرون. This Quranic verse 176 of Surah Al-A'raf means: O Muhammad, tell the stories of the previous blasphemers so that the blasphemers of your time may reflect. In the Honorable Quran, numerous are the stories that tell about the previous nations. Those who are guided and follow the messengers of Allah, Allah will endow them with power on earth. Those who disbelieve and turn away from the call of the prophets will be punished by Allah and will be a paradigm for others to learn from. Allah inspired Prophet Isa, known in English as Jesus, to spread the word of Islam at the age of 30. So he roamed the land preaching Islam, saying to people, worship Allah only, do not associate partners with him, and believe that I am his messenger to you. The first to believe in him were 12 people named Al-Hawariyun. One of the stories about Isa's early miracles was the time when his mother Lady Maryam encouraged him to do various jobs, the last of which was for a group of dyers who bleached material and colored it. One day, Prophet Isa's employer wanted to travel, so he said to Isa alayhi salam, I have taught you how to dye, and I have many clothes that need dyeing. Dye each one in the color that I have specified for you. I have put a thread of the required color on each of them. Consequently, Prophet Isa attended to his work. He heated up a huge pot and put in it all the different dyes. He then added all the material at the same time and said, by the will of Allah, be as I want you to be. And when the employer came back from abroad, he found that all the materials which were to be dyed their particular color were all placed in one pot. He was shocked and said, you have messed them up. Then Prophet Isa began to remove the clothes from the pot, one at a time. He pulled out a red cloth, a yellow cloth, and a green one, and so on, according to what had been assigned. The employer was amazed and realized that what he saw could have only been a miracle. This led him to believe in Isa alayhi salam and called people to believe in him too. His employer became one of the Hawariyun who supported Isa in his call to the religion of Islam. This miracle was followed by further miracles, such as the day when Prophet Isa passed by a group of fishermen whose leader was called Shamun. Prophet Isa asked them, what are you doing? Catching fish, they answered. Won't you come along so we can go catch people? Isa asked, inferring to guide them to Islam. Who are you? The fisherman asked. I am Isa, the son of Maryam, the slave of God and his messenger, he answered. They asked him for a proof to guide them to the truth of his statement. As it happened, their leader Shamun had been fishing that night and did not catch anything. Prophet Isa ordered him to throw his net into the water again. Isa made supplication and a plea to Allah. A short while later, the net was full of fish, so much so that it almost tore apart, and the fishermen had to get help from another ship in order to place all the fish that were caught. Surprisingly, both ships were filled with the fish. The fishermen then believed in Prophet Isa and became among the Hawariyun. From then on, they started calling people to Islam. They were called Hawariyun because of the whiteness of their clothes, and it was said more so that they were called Hawariyun because they were faithful in their support, love, and aid to Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Now the news of Prophet Isa's magnificent miracles had reached some arrogant non-believers. They felt as though their positions and ranks were being threatened. They had often diverted people of the righteous path for their evil aims. Prophet Isa, however, was stable and powerful, supported with proof and evidence to expose their evil intentions and to make their shameful ways known to everybody. So they decided to fight him and belie him wherever he went. One day, out of arrogance, they asked him to make them a bat out of clay and make it fly, to prove he was true in his claim and call. Prophet Isa, trusting in God, took some clay and molded it into a bat, then blew in it. The bat, by God's will, got up and then flew up to the sky amidst the amazement of the spectators. Then once it was out of sight, it dropped dead. The miracle did happen, and those arrogant people were furious. They had specifically asked for the bat because bats are some of the most amazing creatures. One of their predicaments is that they were made out of flesh and blood, yet they fly without feathers. They reproduce and breastfeed like mammals and do not lay eggs like birds. Bats can only see 2 hours per day, during the hour after dawn and the hour after sunset. The rest of the day they cannot see, not during the daylight or during the darkness of the night. Bats even laugh like people. The making of the bat from clay and the blowing in it were performed by Isa alayhi salam. But the true creation was Allah. Allah is the creator of all entities and deeds. Whether good or bad, Allah is the only creator. Allah creates the good deeds that people do, and He also creates the bad deeds. Allah is the creator of angels who do not disobey and do not perform any evil, and He is the creator of Satan, the head of the devils, and all his evil actions. Allah's creation of bad things is not called bad. Rather, the bad one and his actions are called bad. Creating is the attribute of Allah. One of Isa's other miracles was curing blindness and leprosy. Leprosy is a disease that covers the skin with repulsive white patches. These two diseases were specifically mentioned because they are usually incurable. In Prophet Isa's days, medicine was flourishing, so Allah gave his Prophet miracles of that sort. Prophet Isa could also revive the dead. By Allah's will, he revived 4. And before that, Hizqil, who was also a prophet, like Isa, had revived 8 dead people. One of those who were revived by Prophet Isa was Azar, who was one of his friends. When Azar was on his deathbed, his sister sent after Prophet Isa. So Prophet Isa, peace be upon him, walked the 3-day journey to reach him. But by the time he got there, Azar was already dead. Then Isa alayhi salam visited his grave, prayed to God and said, "Rise by Allah's will." Azar rose from his grave. He lived for some time and had children. Another revived by Allah's will on the hands of Isa was the old woman's son, who was being carried to his grave on his bed. Isa alayhi salam then asked God for the boy to come back to life. The boy came back alive. He got off the men's shoulder, covered his body, carried his bed and returned to his family. The same had also happened with a king who was also being carried to his grave. When the non-believers saw what had happened, they said, "You just revived the recently dead." They might have simply fainted or had a stroke. "Revive, if you can, Sam, the son of Nuh," known in English as Noah. Prophet Nuh had had 4 sons, Sam, Ham, Japheth, and Canaan. Canaan, who did not believe in God and his prophet Nuh. He did not go aboard the safety of the ark with his father and brothers, subsequently drowned in the great flood. Prophet Isa alayhi salam asked those non-believers to show him the grave of Sam. Prophet Isa walked with a crowd of people to Sam's grave. There, he asked God to bring Sam out of his grave. Sam, who had been dead for more than 4,000 years, came out. He looked at the crowd and said, pointing at Prophet Isa alayhi salam, "Believe him, for he is a prophet." Then he returned to his initial state. Some did believe, yet some did not. And they said, "This is just magic." To revive a dead person by Allah's will, Isa might have gently hit the corpse, or the grave, or the skull with his cane for the person to come alive. After Prophet Isa performed the miracle of reviving the dead, the people asked him for another miracle. "Tell us about what we eat, what we save in our homes for the future." Prophet Isa replied to one of them, "You ate this and you ate that, and you saved this and that." Even as a child, he used to tell the children at the preliminary school about what food they had saved. He would say to a boy, "Go home, your folks have eaten such and such, and have left some for you in this or that place." Prophet Isa alayhi salam was supported with clear and apparent miracles, testifying to the truth of his message in calling people to the religion of Islam, the true and only religion Allah accepted for his slaves. Allah knows best. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This world is a trap for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid all sins and seek reward. This world is a trap for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid all sins and seek reward.
The Islamic Education Series, Lessons About the Belief, Acts of Worship, and Islamic Manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true in everything we think and do.
You have just listened to the Islamic Education Series. Stay tuned to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM.